Hi, this is Gary, and this is a show where every 7 to 10 days I tell you about one or seven interesting stories culled from the internet. You know, that thing is both the greatest and the worst thing ever to happen to the human race. And I tell you about those stories all the time it takes me to drink one randomly selected beer. Yes, it is time for All Have a Beer and Talk! So, how was your weekend? Mine was busy, busy, busy. Saturday, I spent 2 hours under the needle getting a glorious Gojira versus King Ghidorah tattoo. Then Sunday, my wife and I and some of our wacky friends went to the Renaissance Festival in Canby, Oregon. Huzzah! Yeah, that was quite the experience. I haven't been to one of those in probably about 20 years. Things haven't changed. I still don't think it's entirely historically accurate. Anyway, that's why I have a fresh 8-ounce edition episode that is blasting into your ears at this very moment. I tell you one story and have a wee bit of beer. But what beer? I don't know. Let me ask the randomizer to pick one, and then we'll all know what I'll be drinking. Anticipation. Thank you, randomizer. I shall be enjoying a lovely pint of Modern Times Beer's Fruitlands. It's a 4.8% ABV passion fruit and guava goza. Hooray. Gozas are, according to Wikipedia, a top fermented beer that originated in Goslar, Germany. It is brewed with at least 50% of the grain bill being malted wheat. Dominant flavors in goza include a lemon sourness, an herbal characteristic, and a strong saltiness. Goza beers typically do not have prominent hop bitterness, flavors, or aroma. The beers typically have a moderate alcohol content of 4-5% ABV. Because of the use of coriander and salt, gozas do not comply with the Reinheitsgebot, also known as the German purity laws, but it is allowed an exemption on the grounds of it being a regional speciality. Yum yum. There's your beer history lesson for the week. Engage Beer Mike. Wow, it smells exactly like passion fruit and guava. That's a good thing. Because that's what it says that's in it, so that makes sense. It is a very pale and cloudy yellow, with an off-white head. It smells very, very fruity. Let's take a trip down to Fruitland. Down the back of my throat. Oh, that is wonderful. Oh, boy, it's like a really good fruit punch with the salt cuts in it right across it, and it's just this beautifully like bitter and sweet and just fantastic. Oh, I love gozas. If only I could get my wife to like them as much. Oh well. You did a good job there, randomizer, but might be thinking about a replacement, or maybe just an upgrade. According to Geek.com, researchers at the University of Melbourne have developed a machine that can not only decant a beer into a glass, it can predict whether you'll like the beer based on the size of the head from the pour. That's not as insane as it sounds. The size and consistency of beer foam can influence the beer's attributes, such as aroma, flavor, and mouthfeel. Trust me, this is all true. The team employed their previously developed prototype beer pouring robot, appropriately dubbed RoboBeer, upgrading its plastic Lego construction to metal and giving it a sensor array to measure 15 beer attributes, including bubble size, beer color, gas release, and foam height and stability. The team recorded a video of RoboBeer making pours with different size heads. Then they did something interesting. They played the videos to 30 study participants, made up from university staff and students. They asked the participants a few questions about their preferred foam height and stability, as well as the clarity of the beer and its perceived quality that they saw in the videos. And they recorded their reactions to the beer pouring videos themselves, gathering eye tracking data, recording facial expressions, and measuring their heart rate. Why? To apply machine learning, of course. The team used artificial intelligence to determine pupil dilation from the eye tracking data, identifying the motions behind their facial expressions, and correlated that with the heart rate data, then used an algorithm to compare the recorded data with the participants' answers as to what type of head they like on beer. Now, the goal of all this was to forecast a drinker's satisfaction without requiring their direct verbal input, and even without serving them a physical beer. Just seems quite silly to me. So, how good was this system at predicting what kind of beer the person would like, really? I'm sure you're asking, which I am also asking in a very strange way. The system was able to predict whether someone liked a beer's foam height with more than 81% accuracy. That's pretty darn accurate. The researchers hoped that their neural network model could be used to assist in judging beers more efficiently. That sounds like it wants to replace me. They also said, in a paper released about their work, this study also potentially offers an opportunity for AI applications using robotics, computer vision, and machine learning algorithms for fast screening of carbonated brewages. That's a pretty impressive word there, brewages. I guess it's a noble effort after all. Good work, University of Melbourne researchers. RoboBeer could replace not only the randomizer, but me as well. Well, the randomizer doesn't cost me anything, and RoboBeer can't tell you about these stories, so job security. I'm going to go celebrate that. Before I go, let me tell you to please visit my sponsor, Pulp and Deckle, at pulpandeckle.com. It's Portland's only community handmade papermaking studio. And if you'd like to support the show financially, you can do so at patreon.com/ihabitradio. That is patreon.com/ihabitradio. And as always, please tell your family, friends, neighbors, pets, plants, aliens, and RoboBeer about the show and that they can find it on Google Play Music, on iTunes, on Podomatic, on Stitcher, and on Spreaker. And please send me feedback, story suggestions, and beer recommendations to Gary@pulpanddeckle.com or on the Twitters and Instagram at iHabitRadio or even on the Facebook at facebook.com/iHabitRadio. It's time for me to go. I will see you in the future. Bye-bye!